Vibri Audiobooks presents Heaven, Starlight and Midnight Dust of Gold, Poems of a Swedish Girl, written by Emma Fredriksson, Angel Rose, narrated by me, Camilla Bard. Introduction of the poetry collection and summary of the poetry. Written by Emma Fredriksson, Angel Rose. The present is characterized by a lot of fear that raises human existential questions where man must be faced with the fact of the transience of human existence and man's own inescapable mortality. The years of pandemic, with the spread of a virus and accompanying illness which suddenly and unexpectedly affected and claimed many human lives, near and dear affected or deceased loved ones, family members, friends and relatives, contribute to reflections in need of understanding, emotional management and grief processing. Beyond that, the unexpected demise of well-known artists and popular personalities loved all over the world stirs up many emotions. I'd like to name a few famous names and artists who were incredibly loved in Sweden and all over the world, and whom the world has recently lost, leaving behind a worldwide sadness and loss. First, we have Lasse Berghagen, well known and beloved by the Swedish people, singer, songwriter, actor and presenter of Allsång på Skansen, a traditional Swedish summer sing-along show that is very popular to watch in Sweden during the summertime. He also wrote the signature song which has become something of a modern Swedish national song and anthem, Stockholm I mitt hjärta, Stockholm in my heart. Sweden was also struck by the tragic loss of the Swedish singer and songwriter Marie Fredriksson, whom we partly remember for her unforgettable vocals in famous Swedish pop songs such as Listen to Your Heart, The Look, It Must Have Been Love and Dressed for Success during her time in the pop duo band Roxette with Per Gessle. She was a well-known artist who deeply touched the hearts of the Swedish people and who was also praised internationally in the music industry. Moreover, we have the British singer and artist Liam Payne from the city of Wolverhampton in the West Midlands in Great Britain, a city whose name comes from Lady Wulfran, who founded the city in the year of 985 and whose deep and extremely beautiful biblical motto is Out of darkness cometh light. Liam Payne was a member of the world-famous and beloved boy band One Direction, one of Britain's most successful boy bands ever after the Beatles. Furthermore, and always unforgettable, the world has lost the irreplaceable, worldwide, loved and praised, successful artists, rock legends and human rights defenders and protectors of the most vulnerable, from children and humans to animals, the rock stars Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington. Finally, let's not forget Sweden's famous artist, DJ and creative genius within music making and music production, the beloved and highly regarded Swedish star Tim Bergling, Avicii. The war in Ukraine and a sudden alarming threat from an external front of power with a will to harm cast a shadow over our country, Sweden, as well, and simultaneously set the whole world in motion, just like always when a war is taking place there on the horizon. In Sweden, we open our hearts and offer our compassion to a country with the same colours as our own country's flag, yellow and blue, and all the innocents who are currently in the violent grip of war. Many give a compassionate welcome with open arms and empathy for people fleeing a country at war. Never before in Sweden's contemporary history have we had to feel an external threat of war against our own country. It is the most frightening and worst of contemporary scenarios for many people, and one that our generation never thought we would ever have to feel, standing so close. At the same time, in Sweden and amongst wider humanity in this state of the world, we find a sense of community and thus a source of love, compassion, togetherness, a common struggle for peace, and renewed hope and reflections on how we can work together to create a more peaceful and better world. Questions about whether man, and specifically the human soul, survives the physical death of its human physical form are a natural consequence.